And first order of business, I would like to welcome our newest senator, as well as new chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Flynn. And I just want to say look forward to working with you, and I'll give you a chance to say hello and anything else you want to for the good of the order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm excited to be the minority ranking member on the Finance Committee. It's great to be here, and it's great to work with all of you, and thank you, Senator, for the kind introduction.
Very good. Obviously, you're not a new person to this building, but and you're very familiar with the legislative process, but it's going to be fun to work with you as Senator and Chairman of this committee. So without further ado, Nathan, could you please call the roll?
Argel. Here. Brooks. Here. Brown.
Aye.
Phillips Hill.
Here.
Ward.
Here.
Flynn.
Here.
Hughes.
Proxy.
Haywood.
Here.
Muth.
Proxy.
Corman.
Proxy.
Hutchinson.
Here. Quorum being established, move on to today's agenda. First on the agenda is legislation sponsored by Senator DeSanto, Senate Bill 347. This legislation would amend the tax reform code to mirror Pennsylvania law to federal law, allowing for like-kind exchanges. Senator DeSanto is with us, and I offer you the opportunity to express a few remarks about your bill. Thank you, Senator DeSanto.
Thank you, Chairman. Members, thank you for calling up the bill. Welcome to Senator Flynn. This hearing's probably not as exciting as the gaming one next door, but it's nice first hearing, so. But thank you for calling up my legislation, which will permit small businesses to take advantage of tax deferral when a like property is exchanged. We're the only state in the union that does not align with federal law on this matter. And it's a way for small businesses to, and large businesses, all businesses actually, but especially with small businesses, to swap property without incurring a tax on the property. It defers the tax until whatever time the subsequent properties are sold. So I appreciate your consideration. Happy to answer any questions. This has passed the Senate before unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator DeSanto. Do we have a motion and a second to report the bill? Senator Phillips Hill, Senator Ward. Any further discussion or questions on the bill? Seeing none, hearing none, are there any negative votes on the bill?
Yes.
We'll call the roll on that, please.
Argel.
Aye.
Brooks.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Phillips Hill. Ward.
Aye.
Flynn.
Aye.
Hughes.
Proxy no.
Haywood.
Aye.
Muth.
Proxy no.
Corman.
Aye.
Hutchinson.
Aye. Majority having voted in favor of the bill is reported from committee. Thank you, Senator DeSanto.
Thank you, Chairman.
Next on the agenda, Senate Bill 447. Sponsored by Senator Brooks, this legislation would reduce the corporate net income tax from its current rate of 9.99% by 0.5% every fiscal year over a period of 6 years until it reaches 6.99%. We are happy to recognize Senator Brooks, member of the committee, on her legislation. Senator Brooks, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would ask my colleagues to support this legislation. Pennsylvania has many, many amazing things within our borders. However, unfortunately, we're becoming known as a very over-regulatory state as well as a very high-taxing state. Pennsylvania has the second highest corporate net income tax in the country, and this would actually help lift working families up by expanding jobs and bringing businesses back into Pennsylvania and making our economic climate much more competitive with other states. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That's a motion by Senator Brooks, do we have a second to report the bill? Senator Argall, any discussion or questions on the legislation?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Brown.
If I may speak just on behalf of Senator Brooks's legislation, for those who have been, us have been serving for many years, we have always known that this is the keynote, tax structure in relation to our competitive position. That Pennsylvania sits in a very rare place in relation to the corporate income tax is something that we've been talking about for years. Pennsylvania and its sustainability financially, it needs to look at ways to become more productive, to attract more people to our state. And if there's any place that we can make a difference in that regard, it's with Senator Brooks's bill. So I wanted to applaud her for advancing this, and Mr. Chairman, for your leadership in advancing this, and ask members to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Any further discussion or questions on the legislation? Senator Haywood.
Do we have a cost associated with this legislation?
The Department of Revenue estimates the cost would be approximately $39 million the first year. However, they don't talk about how it has the great potential to bring in other revenues as we expand businesses and expand working opportunities for the hardworking families of Pennsylvania. So it's unfortunate that they don't talk about that aspect, because I think it's proven historically that when you have a competitive tax rate, businesses will come into your state, therefore creating new jobs and a vibrant economy.
Thank you. Other further questions or discussion? Seeing none, would you call the roll?
Argall?
Aye.
Brooks?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Phillips Hill?
Aye.
Ward?
Aye.
Flynn?
Aye.
Hughes?
Proxy no.
Haywood? Muth?
Proxy no.
Corman?
Aye.
Hutchinson?
Aye. Majority having voted in favor of the bill is reported from committee. Thank you, Senator Brooks. Next on the agenda is House Bill 952. Sponsored by Representative Oberlander. This is a companion to legislation that we have passed out of this committee last month. This legislation would create a sales and use tax exemption for computer data center equipment when purchased by a qualifying computer data center or their tenant. Representative Oberlander was with us and ask you to further describe and discuss your bill. Representative Oberlander.
Thank you, Chairman. You did a great job describing the concept of the bill. The goal of the legislation is to attract and incentivize new investment by a industry that is growing exponentially. It will generate thousands of family-sustaining jobs for hard-working Pennsylvania residents. It will create new tax revenues and economic growth for our local economies. And it will level the playing field by restoring a competitive advantage that we are currently not able to enjoy. This will replace our current tax credit program that is capped at $7 million a year and creates an uncertainty for businesses seeking to locate here. I want to just give a little bit of an example. An enterprise data center, the focus of this legislation, is a minimum of $750 million worth of investment. It supports 1,200 construction jobs approximately and $500 million through local economy during the construction phase. Once built, each site generates 100 direct employees, support for 300 additional jobs in security and maintenance, and almost $200 million annually in local economic activity. For Pennsylvania, this could mean by 2024, 33,000 more jobs, over $6 billion in total output, and over $2 billion in wages, $110 million in net revenues. So I believe that this is a bill that is perfectly positioned for Pennsylvania to recapture and attract new investment, and I would greatly appreciate your support of this important bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Oberlander. Do we have a motion and a second to report the bill? Senator Phillips Hill, Senator Ward. Any questions or discussion on the legislation, Senator Haywood?
Thank you so much. What is the minimum pay the minimum pay that these jobs you're describing would be?
Thank you for the question, sir. Let me see if I'm able to locate that. I will tell you that depending on the job that we're talking about, it's well over $100,000. So these are very good paying jobs. The beauty of this is that they add to our economy without creating more demand on our local region. So they locate in areas where they're able to have the space for it, the power and the infrastructure, but then they don't add, you know, thousands of people in a small amount of space. So they're really a great job creator and a value to our communities.
I'm wondering, would you be in a position later on to say exactly what the minimum pay would be? 100,000 is a great number. That might not be the minimum number, but very much interested in that.
I would be more than willing to share with you the range of jobs and the wages that it would create.
Thank you very much.
Further questions or discussion on the bill? Seeing none, hearing none, please call the roll.
Argle?
Aye.
Brooks?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Phillips Hill?
Aye.
Ward?
Aye.
Flynn?
Aye.
Hughes?
Proxy, yes.
Haywood?
Yes.
Muth?
Proxy, no.
Corman?
Proxy, yes.
Hutchinson?
Yes. A majority having voted in favor, the bill is reported from committee. Finally, Senate Bill 586, sponsored by Senator Argall. This legislation would amend the Tax Reform Code to include any entity that is exempt from federal income taxation under Section 501c3, who owns a qualified historic structure as part of the definition of qualified taxpayer in a historic preservation incentive tax credit program. Senator Argall, prime sponsor of the bill and member of the committee, if you could further enlighten us about your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll give you the short version. The historic preservation tax credit program has encouraged a considerable degree of private sector investment in rehab and reuse of older buildings. Since we created it in 2012, it's been used with a variety of nonprofit partners, and it has been used for commercial office development projects as well as affordable housing and senior housing in small towns and larger cities all across the country. That was all well and good until 2019, when a review of applications by the Department of Revenue for the first time determined that nonprofit organizations were not eligible. No other state in the nation has made this determination, and so I introduced this bill with bipartisan support to fix this problem.
Thank you, Senator Argall. Motion by Senator Argall. Do we have a second to move the bill? Senator Haywood. Further discussion or questions on the legislation? Seeing none, hearing none, could you call the roll, please?
Argle?
Aye.
Brooks?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Phillips Hill?
Aye.
Ward?
Aye.
Flynn?
Aye.
Hughes?
Proxy, yes.
Haywood?
Aye.
Muth?
Proxy, yes.
Corman?
Proxy, yes.
Hutchinson?
Aye. Majority having voted in favor, the bill is reported from committee. Thank you, everyone. I now recess this meeting to the call of the chair.